Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Lydia. Sister Lydia, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying for you to continue on. God says for you to not give up. God says that he's opening up a door for you that was once closed. And I'm hearing God say favor with financial institutes. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lydia. I just hear God saying that, I don't know why I hear music around you. I just hear God saying victory is yours, victory is yours, victory is yours. God says you are victorious in this season. You are walking in a season of victory. And God says walk in that and know the truth. The truth of you is that you are victorious. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that there's transformation, restoration. And God is saying that he's restoring some things from the past. And God is saying that he's going to cause you to let go of the bad memories and to move forward because things are going to change for you for the better. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. And God bless you, Sister Lydia. I hear the word of the Lord saying great favor and great faith is entering in thy household and thy family. I do hear Father God saying this is the season of restoration, clarity. And I hear Father God saying, don't study the minor things in this season. Father God says, begin to, this is the season to stay focused on the priorities and ignore any nuisances in this season. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're prioritizing and you're beginning to pinpoint the priorities. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season to study, to show yourself approved, even concerning the women's ministry, because I hear Father God saying the ministry is going to the next level. And I hear Father God saying, fruitful new beginnings. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you were blessed by the prophets, Pastor. No woman of God, that God says, get thyself ready, because increase is knocking at your door. Increase, increase, increase shall surely bless the works of your hands. Something surrounding arts or products and you and women that's going to cause you to prosper. I see a windfall. I see a new source of money coming into your hands. The Lord says, you've seen my works. You've seen how I have favored thee. Now you're going to begin to see even more miracles and more blessings that shall also be coming your way. Increase, increase. For the Lord says, you're going to do well in this season. The Lord says, begin to gather the women, because women shall favor thee and women shall bless thee. For the Lord says, I raise thee up and I call thee Queen Lydia, Queen Lydia, and you will raise up a people and you will raise up a multitude and you will raise up women that shall touch the nation, that shall touch even thine community. Prepare, because God said, this is a season where I'm balancing things out. And I'm bringing peace, yea, even in this hour. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for the miracle seed.